Well, let's open in prayer, and I'll minister this word to you, and then we will have a time of fellowship. Lord, I love you, and thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight. Bless every person that is here and everyone that will watch, everyone that has sown and has been a part of putting in effort and sacrifice to be here, those that confessed and declared, Lord God, for these things to take place. I'm believing for great and mighty miracles. No matter what is happening outside, it does not matter the weather. It does not matter the circumstance or the situation of life. The word of God will forever stand. And so, Father, I bless everybody tonight, and I believe for the greatest days before them. Holy Spirit, I ask for you now to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that Jesus would get all the praise and the honor and the glory, and that this word would be spoken with clarity, with unction, and with glory. Father, we love you, and we thank you for the word, which is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in his mighty name, everybody say, amen and amen. Let me just start out by saying, first of all, again, I love you. Thank you for being here. I mean, I really, really, really mean that. There's so many people in ministry that take advantage of folks. They take advantage of their time, their money, their effort, and their lives. And I believe Jesus has had enough of that. I believe that we should be transparent with one another and really show the love of Christ. And I hope that changes for many pastors this year. My late mentor used to say, Dr. Lester Sumrall, if you're going to be a shepherd, you need to smell like sheep. And so I hope I'm pretty smelly to you. Amen. I do my best. Now, let me just start out by saying in this particular word, I don't have the word for the body of Christ. I'm just a voice. I'm just part of the huge body that is out there, universal. And there's so many great voices that have spoken, will be speaking for 2018. So I'm just a part of that. And this is just a piece that God has given to me to share with you and those that are watching today. So I want to just start out by laying that groundwork. It has nothing to do with me. And God gets all the praise and the honor and the glory for that. Every year during Yom Kippur, on the day or at least in that season, I try to get away with the Holy Ghost and spend time with the Father to ask him, what is he saying for the new year? What is he saying to my life and to my family's life? And he gives me five things. He gives me five things. And first of all, there's a theme, what the year will be. For an example, last year, the Lord spoke to me during Yom Kippur that 2017 would be a year of great turbulence. And that has happened. It's been a very turbulent year, probably one of the worst on records in at least recent history. And there are many other things in that word that are still to come to pass. And one of the things about this particular words that the Lord speaks to me for the new year is that it is not bound by the full calendar year that you'll see seed forms of this particular word, and it will take time for it to come to pass. So the things I will speak tonight are not just going to take place from January to January. It's going to take time to develop, but this is where we're headed. So he does five things. First of all, the theme. The second thing is he gives me a word about America. It's a general word. As you know, the rest of the year he speaks to me that way. Then geopolitical. Then he gives me a word for ignited, this church, this body, and those connected. And then he gives me a word for my family, and that part is personal and for us only. So I'm going to share these four things with you tonight. First of all, I want you to go to 2 Thessalonians real quick, and I want to minister a specific scripture to you that is a part of this theme. And then I'm going to move into the particulars of this word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and read. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, been a lot of talk about our gathering unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you. Remember, we learned that this morning. Don't be led astray. Don't get off the path and the focus of what God's called you to do. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. Everybody say, shall not come. Ain't going to happen. No matter what preacher stands up, no matter what kind of backing he may have, no matter what kind of trinkets and all kinds of ornaments and parading and all these different pageantry things that we get so enamored by in America. That day shall not come to pass except there come a falling away first. Everybody say first. Now watch this. That the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So according to the order of Scripture and prophetic time frames, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, cannot come on the scene until the church falls away. Now the word there for fall away means to reject. It's very specific in this particular passage because it deals with a rejecting of God, a rejecting of Christ. So the Antichrist cannot show up until the church opens the door for him to. And you are watching the hinges squeak wide open in this very hour. Again, I received this message in September this year, and it's so hard to hold on to it. It's so hard to keep it from September to this particular hour. But I know I've preached all over it because as soon as I received the word, I started seeing these things in the headlines, and it was quite amazing. But here's the theme for the year, 2018, the year of the great falling away. 2018, the theme of this year will be the great falling away of the church. You're going to see people reject Christ who you never thought would reject him. You're going to see even large ministries, if you will, go apostate and totally reject the virgin birth and Christ himself and the anointing. You're already seeing it. But you will see an acceleration in 2018. So the year of the great falling away. The Lord also spoke to me and said that this will be a prelude to Revelation chapter 15. I don't have time to go into the studies, but it speaks of the last plagues. It speaks of the outpouring of the wrath of God. Not saying that 2018 is the year, but it is a setup for it. Because there must be a falling away first. One of the problems we have in the church is we don't look at Scripture properly. And we get involved in emotions and we get involved what happens in the world scenes and we think now is the time for this and the now is the time for that. But we must go by the divine prophetic order of Scripture, not the voice of a man. And there will be a rejection and you have not seen the true rejection yet. You have not. A preacher getting caught in pornography and fornication and adultery is not the falling away. The leaving the doctrines of truth, leaving the first doctrines, that is falling away. Leaving the truth of the Word of God, that is a falling away. And it's going to happen on wide scale fashion. Now here is the word. As a part of that theme, this is a year that men's hearts will turn from me, even within my own house. They will give themselves over to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I just preached that this morning. They will parade their vileness as never before. They will trample my word and they will violate my truth. Shock and awe will come to the American church as I judge her. You will be shocked, and I will be shocked at the fall of the body of Christ. He said, my rod of correction is ready to execute my sentence and to mete out my wrath. Speaking of anger. And many will forsake me this year. There are many that believe that God will not deal with sin. There are many who do not believe that Ananias and Sapphira moments can take place in the church. They don't believe that God would deal with a man or a woman who's in sin and violation, who will not repent, who's affecting others. Yes, God will. And God will deal with nations. He's a loving, merciful God. But there's a side of God that the church has not embraced. And therefore, we're not ready for this. So many will forsake me this year. Many will reject this side of me because they were falsely taught as children. They were raised in error by their shepherds and pastors and leaders. You know I'm telling you the truth, that we live in a nation that preaches grace, 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 and never the anger of the Lord, never the judgment of God. And you hardly ever hear the word hell. But hell is here now. And this is the hour I will reveal myself to my remnant, my true church, my faithful bride. Persecution of my bride will arise and increase this year. Not everybody's going to love you for what you do. As this dear sister mentioned in her youth, you know, finding people that believe the same way like you is very difficult. But there's going to come an alienation to the body of Christ, to those who really love God, that they are going to shun you and even persecute you greater coming into 2018. You better get a backbone. You better know Christ and the Word of God. You better know where you're headed. You better know doctrine and you better know truth. So persecution of my bride will arise and increase this year. You will be hated for my name's sake. Jesus said this would happen. Jesus said that in the last days you would be delivered up. Even your brothers and sisters who once walked with you will abandon you. They will be blinded and they will refuse to accept my judgment. When judgment comes to America and we see the luxury that we live in, there will be people who will literally lose their mind and they will not believe what has just taken place. And they will reject Christ. They will reject you and they will blame it all on you. They will blame it on God. They will blame it on the Jews and they'll blame it on Israel. You watch and see. They already are. History will repeat itself. And so that is the theme of 2018, the year of the great falling away. And here's the part for America. Fear is coming to America. The cloak of pride will be removed and she will tremble at her exposure. Naked, abandoned, fearful will be her banner. As her enemies consume her because of her lust. I have waited for the cries of repentance to arise, but her mouth is too full to speak. It is so true of our nation. We're too full of the pleasures. Tonight, as you know, multiplied millions will be celebrating a New Year's Eve party and all the other celebrations that take place. But very few will call upon the name of the Lord tonight. Her mouth is too full to speak. Her ears are full of the sounds of the underworld that she cannot hear my warnings. Death to a nation, death to a nation, death to a nation is what I've said. But she has rejected my every warning and every prophet's declaration of doom. This is very odd because as I was listening and writing this down, these are the words that I heard, and it was as though America was talking back to me in this conversation with God. And here's what was said. Who are you so small that dares tells me who lives so large and so tall? It was a rebuke to me, not from the Lord, but allowing me to hear the very heart of the nation, that when prophets and prophetess and watchmen and pastors and faithful people of the Lord, when they speak these things, this is the reply that this nation gives. Who are you? Don't you know how great we are? But here's the Lord's response. But I say to you, O queen of pride, your land I will surely divide. You've touched the apple of mine eye. And for that, I've devised a plan that will cause you to fret. Think not that I warn in vain, for I will visit this nation with just judgment and pain. I believe that in 2018, I'm not prophesying, but I believe we are trending towards dividing the land of Jerusalem, and God will divide our country. It's already happening socially. It's already happening financially. I believe physically it's going to come when we do the unthinkable to Israel. Geopolitical. This is the theme. The controversies of nations will arise and make billows towards the clouds of the sky. You haven't seen in totality of what's going to happen over the landscape of the nations. Placement and position, rearranging of the tables. This is the setup for the Antichrist to arrive. In 2018, you're going to see the placement and the very setup for the arising of the Antichrist. Nation will be at war with nation, subduing and being subdued, all for the setup of the king of Persia to arise. I'm releasing war on the earth. The black horse will prevail. The black horse always comes after war. It is the horse of famine. Right now in Yemen, over 50,000 children have died because of a war, a civil war, a conflict in the Middle East. That's 130 children a day. A population of 17 million, 70% are facing starvation as I speak to you. And it will only increase and be worse through 2018. And that black horse will ride across the nations of the earth. And I believe it will ride across America in its due season. The black horse shall prevail. Death and destruction will be the daily news. We seem to forget in World War II and other conflicts, it was constantly before our faces. Today we have wars and conflicts where they hit the back pages of newspapers and you only hear certain stories. But this will be so uncontrollable that the propaganda masters will not be able to put a seal upon it or a lid. And destruction will be the daily news. But I witnessed it first and recorded it in my word. But few believe this will arrive in their hour of living. Again, going back to those who reject this message and the messages of the hour. They do not believe. They do not conceive and understand in their mind that this can happen to us. But it's already happening. Behold, I come. My reward is with me. But as I have said, I will judge my house and the nations first. Listen, I want to go away. I'm ready for that blessed hope. I'm looking for the day when we're transformed and we're in the presence of God forever and don't have to deal with the pain and the strain of life. But that ain't biblical yet. It's not time. There's much, much, much work to be done, though the light is growing ever so dimmer. My house and the nations. He said, be ready, be sober, for soon the earth will experience tribulation not known since the beginning of man. 2018 is going to be a very difficult year. but it will also be a very rewarding year. And during my time of prayer, the Lord spoke to me this, and I want you, especially here in Ignited, to hear this, because it's part of our preparing. And those that are listening tonight, I encourage you to do it. But the Lord spoke to me and he said, rice will be a commodity as gold. Talking about value. Rice will be a commodity as gold. And as I was doing some research before I came in, I have to just share with you a quick article that I did not know existed, but there are people who are declaring that milled rice could become the next white gold. Black gold is oil. But because of climate change and because of the lack of water, it's called judgment, in various places of the earth, rice has the opportunity to become white gold. Why did the Lord tell me that? He told me so that I could tell you to get rice, to prepare yourself as we do in this church. Now, finally, I'm going to give you the word that the Lord spoke to me about Ignited Church, and then I'm going to pray for you and bless you, and we'll have our time of fellowship. I don't know about you. I'd like to find me a corner to cry. But I have great hope. I have great hope because the Bible declares that we're victorious no matter what. But we cannot go into this new year acting like everything's fine. Listen to what he said to the church here at Ignited. This is your hour to flourish. Grow, grow, grow. Last year, the Lord said, expand, expand, expand. And we bought 3 properties in Jesus' name. This year, we're going to grow, 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 and reach beyond what you can ask or think. This is what I tell you. Declare, believe God. Just because it's the last days does not mean you can't have what God wants you to have. You need equipment. You need assets. You need land. You need buildings. You need things in order to bring in the final harvest. And you can't allow fear to grip you and stop you and make you sterile. You have to increase in faith. This is our year to increase faith here in Ignited. Watch what he said. For I will do the impossible, the incredible, and the amazing in you this year. I'm believing God for that. No matter what the headlines are, no matter what takes place in the world, we're going to believe for this. I will cause the world to look your way. Something amazing will happen in 2018 for Ignited Church that's going to cause the world to look this way, not at a man, but at a ministry. The ministry of Christ, the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of truth, the ministry of evangelism, the ministry of healing, the ministry of signs and wonders and miracles, the ministry of God. I don't know how. I do not understand it. But all I know is he's going to turn the world's attention towards this place. He said they will hear an unusual sound coming from this place. It is the sound of truth. They're going to hear truth from this place. And the world will turn its attention towards us. Because so much deception is out there. You will witness the book of Acts within these walls and within the streets of your town. He's talking about you. Talking about you going out. Ain't talking about just me. We're going to get you some anointing oil. And you're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The blinded eyes shall open. The deaf ears shall unstop. The lame shall walk and the dead shall rise. You will do the miracles of Christ. It'll be you. Maybe that will be a part of the world looking this way. Get ready for me to expose you to the world. There's exposure coming to Ignited. I don't know what that is. But I'm ready for it. He said, I will, because I know you will give me my glory. He knows it. He knows it. We're not going to hold it. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with stuff? What are we going to... You can't take nothing with you. Your whole life is default. It's all about Jesus. You will give me my glory. You will tell my story, and you will not be ashamed of my cross. Live large in me this year and hold nothing back, and I will give you everything you need to succeed in my kingdom. That is his word to Ignited Church. And I will make this word available online. And I'll also make it available in the back where we keep some of our prophetic words. You see, it's going to be rough on one hand, but on the other, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. The church in the book of Acts, they only succeeded and exploded in growth during the time of persecution. In the time when the church is living in luxury and living on easy street, she becomes fat and lazy. The church is about to go on a diet. And the church is about to head into boot camp, where we're going to see our finest hour. Heavenly Father, delivered your word to your people. Just a part. Just my portion that you gave me for my assignment and for Ignited Church. You're the sovereign God, the creator of heaven and earth. And this written word called the Bible stands above every word and every prophecy of man. Father, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, Father God, what our portion is, that you would cause it to be running over as a cup that overflows. We pray, Father God, that as the world does look our way, that we would be carrying the cross of Christ and preaching truth, and not to be enamored in any way for what comes our way as a reward, but we'll be mindful to lay it at the cross and give Jesus all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Bless everybody here tonight and those watching, and I pray heaven's best over them in 2018. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen, I love you. I bless you. We're going to have a time of fellowship. Guys, those on live stream, I love you. Man, I wish you were here. There were so many that wanted to come, just couldn't make it. But we love you, and we appreciate you, appreciate your support and your prayers, and looking forward to 2018. Guys, we're going to have a little bit of time of fellowship, and then we're going to count down the new year. So please stay and hang out. I love you. Thank you for being here.